Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 29th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a quarter of a cent, closing at 356 and a half. November beans up 2¾ cents, closing at 836. And December wheat up 18 and a half cents, closing at 541 and three quarters. The wheat was strong as the French exchange was very strong overnight. There's another rumor floating around that the Russians are threatening to curb exports. That sent the wheat prices higher. Again, until we actually see Egypt take some U.S. wheat, I'm very hesitant to believe that any of these rumors out of Russia are legit. We heard the same thing. It was denied. This one wasn't denied, but I still have my doubts. So we've got the harvest pretty well done now on the wheat market. Hopefully we've seen the harvest lows now. I think we've got a chance to bounce it somewhat from here. So this was a good close. I would certainly like to see some Egyptian business, though, or some kind of outside business. We had 1 week of decent exports, and that was it. And we really need to see more to convince me that this market can sustain moving higher. Corn and beans just a little bit higher here today. Beans were up the better part of 10, 11 cents at one point during the day. There was talk that the Chinese crush margins were real strong. The beans were well over the crush values, in my opinion. And I was really thinking that the market was going to break. It did about 1 o'clock because the crush was just so far out of line. But again, I think we can make our lows either Friday or Monday. With these DP contracts coming due on the end of the month and this forced liquidation, it may be a good buying opportunity, at least in the short run, to get some kind of a bounce. Maybe 20, 25 cents in corn, maybe 50 cents in beans, somewhere in that range. But when it's all said and done, we're going to have plenty of beans. I would think the report next month is going to be very bearish on the beans, so I think the pros are going to be looking to sell a rally. We need to see some kind of Chinese deal or this market's going to continue to lag. There's talk that the United States is in talks with Canada again. We'll see where that goes. But I think it really is going to have to be a Chinese deal in order to rally these grains, particularly the beans out here. Weather remains good. These rains and warm weather will help finish off this crop in a big way. So, you know, I'm certainly in the team that says that we're going to have an 850 million carryout in the beans and maybe even higher. So with that, you know, I just don't see where these beans are going to go. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.